The pandemic put a dent in many things, including the number of Wisconsin students pursuing higher education. In Milwaukee Public Schools, only about a third of 2020 graduates enrolled in college, down about 40% from the year before. To reverse that trend, MPS made FAFSA completion a graduation requirement starting this year. The FAFSA is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, which gives students access to grants and loans to pay for college. The window to complete the FAFSA opened on October 1st. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
On Tuesday, MPS, UWM, MATC, and local officials held a press conference at Hamilton High School on the southwest side to promote FAFSA completion. Here's Milwaukee Mayor and MPS alum Cavalier Johnson.
I want every single young person in Milwaukee, every single one, to be ambitious, to have big dreams, and I want them to take the steps that can lead to success. And filling out the FAFSA is an important part of that.
Last year, about 50% of MPS graduates filled out the FAFSA, which is lower than pre-pandemic levels. The hope is that the new graduation requirement will increase how many students complete the federal aid application and enroll in college. Erica Pollack is MPS's college access coordinator. She says the district has enough staff and community partners to work one-on-one with students on the sometimes complex paperwork. She says families will be able to opt out of the FAFSA if they choose.
Really, what the FAFSA requirement does is mandate a conversation about FAFSA with school counselors and advisors. There is an opportunity, once that conversation is had, for students and families to submit a non-participation form. So in no way will it be a hindrance to students to graduate. We just want to assure that students and families who are concerned about the financial barriers of going to college are able to have that important and critical conversation with a knowledgeable and expert level staff member here at MPS.
One challenge high school counselors face when assisting students with the FAFSA is parents. Some don't want to share sensitive financial information. Mayor Johnson says, as a first-generation college student, he had that exact problem.
So they didn't feel very comfortable with giving up, information from their tax returns, social security numbers, all that sort of stuff. So for first-generation college students, that's a hurdle that, we continually have to try to overcome.
Eventually, Johnson convinced his parents, and the FAFSA gave him access to a full ride at UW-Madison. MPS's Erica Pollack says counselors sometimes meet with families 7 or 8 times before they feel comfortable sharing the financial information required on the application. Hamilton High School 2022 graduate Noelle Oda spoke at Tuesday's press conference. She said the Hamilton College and Career Center was where she found the help she needed. MPS has college and career centers at every high school.
I've never heard of FAFSA and had no idea what tax returns were. And as a first-generation college student, this process was not only new to me, but also to my family. With the help of the CACC advisor, I was able to complete the FAFSA within a couple of days.
Noelle received enough scholarships to cover tuition at UWM, where she's studying nursing. The cost of tuition is often a major barrier to college enrollment, but starting in fall 2023, UW schools will have zero tuition cost for students whose families make less than $62,000 a year. Leaders hope the Wisconsin tuition promise, combined with MPS's new FAFSA requirement, will show students that college can be affordable. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
MPS is a financial contributor to WUWM, which is a service of UW-Milwaukee.